are one of the solutions to your family's jacked upness, right? Now, look, I know that you're jacked up too. Let's be real. Let's be real. Some of y'all pretty weird in here. Look, you're pretty weird. Okay, we got a dude dressed up in a dog shirt. Well, he had ears. Now Megan's wearing them. But that's kind of weird, right? But if you know Jesus Christ, if you have God living on the inside of you, you have the ability to bring peace in the mad, crazy weirdness of your family. Now, out of Isaiah 58, there's this verse that I absolutely love. It's a big part of who we are as a church. But God spoke these words to the prophet, to Isaiah, at a time where people thought God had given up on them. I don't know if you've ever felt like that. I don't know if you've ever prayed and you've ever thought, gosh, what am I just talking to myself? I don't know if you've ever prayed and it feels like your words go up and they hit the ceiling and they go right back down. Or maybe your words are kind of crazy, so they hit the ceiling fan and they're like hitting the wall. You know, you ever feel like, is this really even doing anything? You ever feel like, I've been praying this for like so long. It's been 3 weeks and nothing's happened. This is where these words come from. These words come from God to these people, to the Israelites, the Jews, at a time where they thought God had given up on them. Or a time where they were depressed, they were down, they weren't living in their homes, they were living in a strange place. And God begins to speak to them, and he says these words over here in Isaiah. There we are. Okay. He says in verse 11, he says, the Lord will guide you continually. He'll satisfy your desire in scorched and burned places. He will make your bones strong, and you'll be like a watered garden, a spring of water, waters that do not fail. Now, I don't know if that means anything to you. It's kind of a little poetic here, but here's what God's saying. He will guide you in scorched places. Here's what it means. It means it doesn't matter what's happening around you, that doesn't have to dictate or to guide who you are or how you feel or what you think about yourself. You see, God doesn't need a perfect situation to bring out a perfect plan. I mean, think about that. God doesn't need a perfect situation to bring forth a perfect plan. He just needs somebody that's perfectly surrendered to them, to him. You see, if you live in a family that maybe you only have a mom, or maybe you live with grandma, or maybe you go to a school that's like as ghetto as all get out. I mean, maybe you feel like you got to strap on the riot gear just so you can make it through fourth period. Maybe you just got dumped. Maybe you don't even know who your dad is. Maybe you just feel like you were born on the wrong side of the tracks. You feel like you got to handle a short deal. Or maybe things are going pretty good and you just feel like life is just boring to you. Look, the bottom line is this, is no matter what your situation, it doesn't mean that God can't do something out of nothing. Look, if God can speak to nothing and cause all creation to exist, he could speak to your mess and make a miracle. Because God can feed you in scorched places. God can make a water garden in the middle of a desert. He's done it before, he'll do it again. It says the ancient ruins, the broken down cities, the walls will be rebuilt. You'll rise at the foundation of many generations. You'll be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of streets to dwell in. There's just some streets you don't go walk down after it's dark. You know what I mean? There's some places you don't wear certain colors, say certain words, watch the way your fingers are positioned. Not a mean. There's just some places you just don't go at certain times of the day, because a brother gonna get hurt. Or you could get picked up or mistaken for somebody else. That's the way certain places are. It's just not safe at certain times of the day. But God's speaking to us and saying, look, there's a way that we can fix that. His name is Jesus Christ. There's a way to bring hope to the hopeless, to bring healing to the hurt, to bring sanity to craziness, man. It's us. Not because we're anything special, but it's because we have a special God that lives within us. So the question today is this. Is we can is we can either complain and whine about everything that's going wrong and God is not going the way I wanted it to, or we can stand up and say, look, everything's going the way that we know it shouldn't go, and that's okay because I'm here to fix it. I'm here to bring hope to the situation. Look, we can either look and be sad about the problems, or we can stand up and be the solution to this, to the challenges we see around us. And I believe as a youth ministry, as you as a person, as a 12, a 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18-year-old person, you can bring change to the people around you. Talk to this crazy old white lady today. Love crazy old white ladies. She's 82 years old. 82 years old. She drives motorcycles.
Bad motorcycles, too.
Hey, get this. This old lady said, Google my name. And I did. Her name is Grace McKean. But you have to Google Grace McKean motorcycle, and it predictively popped up before I even typed it. This 82-year-old lady, and she was telling me how she got saved at 19 years old. Oops, excuse me. And she traveled the world, and she traveled America on her motorcycles, telling people about Jesus. 19-year-old lady, and she has a 1945 Chief. I don't know what that is, but apparently it's pretty rad because she told me so, and I'll believe anything that 82-year-old lady tells me. And it all started when she was a teenager. And today she's still changing the world for Jesus Christ. I thought she was an angel, but then she jumped into her pickup truck and drove away, so I figured she wasn't. Right? Tonight, you can look at problems and complain about them. Or you can look at problems and say, today I will be the solution by the power of Jesus Christ to bring a miracle to a mess and cause God to be glorified in and through my problems. It's scorched, but it don't mean a thing because God can still bring a garden out of a burnt place. He can still repair a broken down wall. He can still take ruins and make them beautiful. Today, what's been ruined in your life that God wants to make beautiful? Are you up for it? Let me get the band up here real quick. Hey, like I said, I just want to share a quick word with you out of Isaiah. That's what we're getting ready for. Tonight, as the band gets back up, tonight the question is this. The question is this, is where do you stand with God? Because if you feel like your life is ruined, or if you feel like you don't really know where you're going, hey, that's not God's fault. He's just waiting for you to listen to him. The question today is this, is where do you stand with Jesus? Now, I don't know if that sounds strange or weird to you, but here's what I know, is every problem has an answer. Every problem has an answer. The question is this, is whether or not you know the answer. So today, let me ask you this. Do you know the answer? Because the answer is not being nice or good. The answer, believe it or not, is not even coming to church. The answer is not believing in God, because a lot of times we think those are the things that make us right. Those are the things that are going to get us to heaven. But that's not the case. You see, life and coming to church is not about figuring out how nice and polite and good I can be. You know, Jesus didn't die on the cross so we can be good people. And we don't get to heaven because we're really nice and good and we don't do enough bad things to send us to hell. That's not the way it works. You know, Jesus didn't die on the cross so we could be good. Jesus died on the cross so we could be innocent. But the problem is this, is we think good is what God's after, and he's not. And don't get me wrong, don't be bad. Like, don't start killing people selling drugs. But all of our good things about us are not what God's looking for. Because good won't make you innocent. Only Jesus will. Pastor Rich, I don't really get it. Look. God doesn't want your deeds. God doesn't want your positive good vibes thoughts. God doesn't want your butt in a chair singing a song. God doesn't want you just to believe and think, oh yeah, I think there's this really old guy in the sky with a long beard that kind of, you know, sent this one dude to death. No, God's not looking for it. God's looking for something bigger than that. God's looking for all of you. You know, if you want to get to heaven, if you want to do life right, look, if you want to take a ruined life and make it something beautiful, if you want to live life the way God designed you to. Look, if you want to do something amazing with your life, it takes your heart surrendered to Jesus Christ. What does that mean? It means that God wants all of you. So right now in this place, take stock. Look at your life and say, how much of me does God have? Check your life right now. Are you getting closer to God or farther from God? Are you living more for God or more for this world? Have you even made a first step to giving your life to Jesus? Tonight, if you haven't, I'm going to tell you this. You're not going to make it. You're not going to make it. The only way to get to heaven, the only way to live your life the way it was meant to be lived, is to first give all your heart and all your life to Jesus Christ. I mean, that's what God says. He says, the most important thing I want is for you to love me. Pastor Richard, I love God. No. He says, to love me with all your heart, mind, body, soul. That's what God wants. Not just a Wednesday or a Sunday or a prayer or, oh, I'm a spiritual person. No, God wants 100% of your heart and 100% of your life. Have you given him your everything? Because that's what he's looking for. That's what it means to be, this is the word Jesus used, born again. Nothing weird or strange. No, God wants all of you. So today in this place, the question I'm asking you is, are you born again? Have you given God all your heart? Have you given God all your life? That's how you know. It's not good or nice. It's not coming to church, although you should. It's not believing in God. Because, hey, let's be real, guys. The devil believes in God. The devil believes in Jesus. He knows more of the Bible than me and you put together. It's like, he's not going to make it. So it's not what you have up here. It's what you've done with this in here. So if you're in this place and you need to get right with God, if you're in this place and you've never surrendered your heart to Jesus, if you're in this place and you've been running from God, if you're in this place and you just know that you need God to change your life, look, if you're in this place and you thought one of those other things is what God's looking for, now you know the truth. Today, all you need to do is make one decision to give your everything to Jesus Christ tonight.